This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas today and addressed the gathering.
करगिल युद्ध के बहादुर वीरों की माताएं वीर नारियां और उनके समस्त परिजन सेना के बहादुर जवानों और मेरे प्रिय देशवासियों आज लद्दाख की ये महान धरती कारगिल विजय के 25 वर्ष पूरे होने की साक्षी बन रही है। कारगिल विजय दिवस हमें बताता है कि राष्ट्र के लिए दिए गए बलिदान अमर होते हैं। दिन महीने वर्ष सदियां गुजरते हैं लेकिन राष्ट्र की रक्षा के लिए अपनी जान की बाजी लगाने वालों के नाम अमिट रहते हैं। ये देश हमारी सेना के पराक्रमी महानायकों का सदा सर्वदा ऋणी है।
Mr. Modi paid homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "It is a very special day for every Indian." He said it is a day to pay respect to all those who protect the nation. Mr. Modi will also commence construction work for the Shingula Tunnel project today. The Prime Minister will virtually carry out the first blast of the Shingula Tunnel project. This project is important to improve connectivity to Leh, especially during bad weather. This 4.1 kilometer long twin tube tunnel will be constructed at an altitude of around 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padum Badarcha road to provide all weather connectivity to Leh. Once completed, it will be the highest tunnel in the world. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed gratitude and paid tribute to the armed forces on Kargil Vijay Divas. In a social media post, President Murmu acknowledged the extraordinary valor of the Indian armed forces. She remembered and honored those who made the supreme sacrifice while protecting Mother India on the peaks of Kargil in 1999. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh also paid rich tributes to the armed forces personnel who fought valiantly in extremely harsh conditions to defend the nation's territory during the Kargil War. Home Minister Amit Shah has remembered the valor of the brave soldiers of the army on Kargil Vijay Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah expressed gratitude to the soldiers for showcasing ultimate valor in the inaccessible hills of the Himalayas and for forcing the enemy army to retreat. He noted that the soldiers made the country proud by hoisting the tricolor once again in Kargil. Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed new state unit chiefs for Bihar and Rajasthan. According to a statement issued by the party, Dilip Jaiswal will be the new chief of the Bihar state unit. Rajya Sabha member Madan Rathore has been appointed the new president of Rajasthan BJP. The party has also appointed in charges for six states. The monsoon session of Jharkhand Assembly is beginning from today. The session will be up to the 2nd of August and there will be six sittings. This will be the last session of the 5th Jharkhand Assembly before elections. After witnessing incessant spells of rainfall, Mumbai has received a relief as the rainfall and weather in the city are coming back to normalcy today. The day-to-day life in the city is back on track. Hence, today all the schools and colleges in the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation area are running as usual. BMC has urged the parents not to trust any rumours about the closure of educational institutes without the official information and to keep in touch with the administrations of schools and colleges. The Paris Olympics 2024 will kick off officially with the opening ceremony scheduled to be held along the River Seine today. This year, the Paris Olympic Games will feature a celebration of the centenary of the 1924 Olympics. The French capital was the venue for the second ever Olympics in the year 1900 and then hosted the Games almost exactly 100 years ago in 1924. Paris will become just the second city after London to host the Olympics three times. The design of the Paris 2024 Olympic medal celebrates the return of the Games to France. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will clash against Bangladesh in the semi-finals today in Sri Lanka at 2 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.